Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, our defense wasn't where it needed to be in the first half, especially that first quarter, giving up, I think, 36 points. But our guys locked in that second half. I think we ended up with 12 blocks, which was a season high for us. You know, multiple guys, I mean, even Kyle off the bench with two blocks. I thought our activity ratcheted up in that third quarter, and that fourth quarter, you know, made their looks tough, especially around the rim. You know, Drummond with, you know, a lot of pressure on the rim, you know, boards, post-ups, rolls. I thought our guys did a much better job compared to that first half. And we struggled offensively. It's, you know, one of those nights. But, you know, as I hit the guys, like, this is a great example. You know, we've been scoring over 100 points a night for a while. To have to score in the 90s and lock down defensively, like, that's an impressive win. So it's, you know, kind of grinded out of fair. It's going to happen some nights in the NBA, but really pleased with our effort, and especially dialing it up in that second half defensively.
Don, go ahead. Taylor, did you think the big fella was in his element tonight doing battle with Drummond?
Yeah, I mean, JV was huge for us. You know, obviously he scored well, but just, man, the paint. Our pick and roll defense was really consistent when he was in the game. You know, he had to, you know, bang a lot of bodies in there. You know, I'll go back and watch the tape. Hopefully guys were coming in and crashing, but then we started seeing our guards coming in late in the fourth quarter. And I remember seeing Jao a few times getting there, get some big hits, and then he scooped it up. But, you know, he ends up with, I think, four blocks. You know, that's huge. You know, the more that he's just protecting the paint, it's not all rebounding, it's blocking shots, it's, you know, positional defense wherever it is to, you know, make them take some tough shots. I thought he was huge for us. And then, you know, obviously offensively, you know, just continuing to, you know, produce big time in the pick and roll situations. Obviously, you know, our effective going to the offensive glass as well. And him, you know, being a beneficiary there and just setting that tone on both ends was big for us tonight.
Other questions? John, a few turnovers you usually don't see from him. Like, was this just little bit of an off night? I mean, at some point you're probably going to have a down game.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think he was attacking, you know, give them credit. I mean, they got some big bodies in there, you know, with Drummond and Wood and Maker. I think he got caught in a couple tough situations where, you know, maybe the read was a little bit earlier and he got a little bit deeper, which we were emphasizing before the game. And you know, and then they kind of swarmed and took some things away. And I think in the second half they started adjusting to, you know, switching defenses and blitz defenses, what kind of threw us off a little bit. But for the most part, you know, pleased, especially with his defense, even though he kind of struggled offensively. Defensively, the tone he set, especially on Reggie Jackson getting the ball, we started switching, fighting on the, you know, the post with the bigs and getting some big-time hits, even though he may not come away with the rebounds. I thought he was big with us, you know, with some of our defensive rebounding.
Coach, what have you seen so far in the few games that Josh Jackson's played for you?
Really good energy, you know, provides a spark, you know, three games now. Goes out there and just, you know, we're continuing to hit him about just being super aggressive defensively. I thought this was his best defensive game. You know, he's trying to get better every single day, realizing coming off the bench, you know, what he can do to impact the game. You know, obviously we want him to be a tone setter defensively. He's still, you know, getting acclimated a little bit with his teammates, getting that chemistry, but he knows all of our terminology, our schemes. I think he's gone out there and executed brilliantly, coming in and, you know, being a long athletic wing that can rebound, you know, push the break. You know, I think there were a couple times tonight where, you know, I think we all were kind of a little discombobulated, but him just figuring out where his teammates are, how they can find him, I think he's going to transition seamlessly. But, you know, he's putting in the work every single day, watching the film, knowing that defense has got to be his calling card, and then he's just going to be a beneficiary of our motion style and unselfish style on the offensive end, and he'll just catch a groove as, you know, him and his teammates continue to develop that chemistry.
Coach, there was a moment in the first quarter where Jaren had picked up his second foul and he motioned to you saying that he wanted to stay in the game. How do you, if you let him stay out there,
sure.
how do you what leads to you having that level of trust with your players where you can communicate openly with them in the heat of the moment? Like,
yeah, that? I mean, obviously, you know, as a coach, you know, you're in a tough spot there. What are you going to do? Because obviously you got to be thinking about the next 3.5 quarters. But, you know, I had faith in him that he was, you know, we obviously switched the matchup there. And but I thought he was really disciplined the next couple of possessions, you know, to avoid a third foul there. But I got to have faith in the guys, you know, when, you know, they know that, you know, they've picked up two quick ones, you know, how they got to be more disciplined the next time around. It was a good call. I had faith in him, and, you know, he executed well, and then obviously came back to start the second quarter and was fine the rest of the game.
You guys have made a habit lately of when you play these teams with not so great records, kind of coming out, feeling them out in the first half and then really turning it on in the second half. Is that encouraging to you that this team has is developing these habits of really putting away these games that are quote-unquote winnable?
Well, I mean, I wish we came come out regardless of who we're playing with a little bit more of a tone. You know, this recent stretch here, you know, I think we can do better. You know, we've been pretty good in the first quarters, third quarters throughout the year. It's that time of year where we've just got to just keep putting our foot on the pedal. You know, I've hit them in a couple of timeouts, you know, even in the first quarter, like you talked about, of our gas, you know, our foot's off the gas offensively, defensively. But credit to these guys that sometimes you're going to come out, you're going to be a little sluggish. It's more about us, how we just got to just dial it in. And, you know, that's what I led off with, how in the third and the fourth quarter, our guys really ratcheted it up and did it collectively. It wasn't just one guy. But it's going to happen sometimes. But the fact that these guys can recognize that and they keep fighting through it and they keep doing it together, that's big for us in the long run.
Tyus has obviously been doing really well coming off the bench. But in a game like this, when Ja's really struggling, how much of a luxury is it to have somebody can come in and just keep the offense moving the way he does and just kind of settle everybody down?
I mean, Tyus was great for us tonight. You know, and he's been consistent all season long, you know, just filling the role of coming in and just being a spark for us offensively. I mean, you know, I think he ends up 6 for 11, but he even missed some wide open ones late. You know, we were all missing these bunnies and these floaters that we normally make. But when he can come in there and give you that spark, and I think he's really just trending better defensively, you know, his activity, to be able to have that off the bench. We've talked all season long about our depth, you know, to have that 1 through 5, you know, playmakers, you know, on the offensive end and guys that can be difference makers defensively. You know, we all have areas that we can get a whole lot better in, but he's recognizing how he can be that impactful player, whether someone's having a good night or not, you know, and I think that's when, you know, he's been really consistent recently and been a huge boost for us, and then our bench in general has been big for us. Would love for all 10, 11 guys that are playing to have great nights. It's not always going to be the case, but when guys can come on off the bench and really help us, it's big for us in, you know, deciding some games.
2-17 from three tonight, yeah, it was just an off-shooting night. There was a couple that bounced off the top of the rim. I mean, it seemed like it was just odd tonight compared to most nights.
Yeah, it's one of those games. I think someone told me, you know, dated back to like the Houston game where we were like 3 for 20-something. So we haven't seen that in a while. You know, guys keep chipping away and, you know, working, you know, on getting their shots up and stuff. It's that time of year where we just got to keep grinding through. I mean, we're getting the looks. I mean, obviously, I hope we get more, but we end up with 68 points in the paint. So I'll take that every day of the week if we're trending, you know, 60, 70 plus. So one of those games, hopefully now, you know, we hit the road and we just get this rhythm, you know, 2 days off. It's good to get back in on the court and stuff, compete. And, you know, hopefully we'll be better on Wednesday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.